Now we are told something of the goal that came to Solomon. It means nothing to me to say here that there were 666 talents of gold came to him every year. He just cornered the gold market. There's a cave up in Kentucky where we used to keep gold, but apparently we're losing it all. Well, Solomon had it all in his day, too. And we're told here in verse 17, he made 300 shields of beaten gold. Just think of that, the luxury of his court and all that. Now, we are told, though, something here that begins to reveal, I think, something of the affluence and the fact that the plenty and prosperity of the day. We're told in verse 22, for the king had at sea a navy of Tarshish with the navy of Hiram. Once in 3 years came the navy of Tarshish bringing gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks. Now, this may not look to you to be a very serious thing, but the apes that were brought for entertainment. That was for the zoo. The peacocks were bought for their beauty. And the gold and silver and ivory was for magnificent decoration. And this is a frivolous and tragic note here, which is symptomatic. It'll be revealed more later on. Here is a man called to give a witness to the world. The world was coming to his doa. And what does he do? He spends his energy, his time, with apes and peacocks and gold and silver to just satisfy a whim of his heart. My friend, what are you busy doing today? Getting out the Word of God, or are you in the business of apes, gathering a bunch of apes? That's for entertainment. You go for that today, pay more for that than you do for the things of God. How about peacocks? That's for beauty. More spent today on beauty preparations than given to the Lord's work. Silver and gold. Are you so busy making money that you don't have time to give some time to the Lord? Oh, my friend, today we're called a witness also. God have mercy on us for going the business of apes and peacocks. How frivolous. We're told now in verse 23, so King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom, and all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. Which means that these nations came to Jerusalem at this particular time. And there was a real witness to the world by Solomon at this time. And a witness for God. And verse 25, and they brought every man his present, vessels of silver, vessels of gold, and garments, and armor, and spices, horses, mules, a rate year by year. This enabled Solomon, frankly, to build up a kingdom that was noted for its riches, and it, of course, made them the subject of the spoil of other nations later on, when the nation was divided and weakened. And we are told that Solomon, verse 26, gathered together chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots, 12,000 horsemen. May I say that Solomon, as he gathered horses and horsemen and expanded in this department, which God forbade him to do, he would make these modern racetracks with all of their evidences of wealth and of money, make him look like a tenant farmer's barn in Georgia, the way that he was able to expand. And we're told in verse 28, and Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt and linen yarn. The king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price, and a chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver. And we find that Solomon is really building up tremendous wealth in the kingdom, and he actually had cornered the gold market of the world at that time, as well as silver and precious stones.